picked out a nice demo and I started teaching myself guitar. So I can't read notes at all. YouTube, you know, 21 songs, four chords, that type of vibe. And yeah, from there it was on and off, on and off, on and off. And it just never stopped. And university, I was honored to be part of the SATI, where I played the electric guitar, their electric guitar, and I bought myself electric. And it's just been going on since then. Yeah.
Sure. So you've really had a long, long history. And what do you prefer, the normal guitar or the electric guitar?
To be honest, I prefer the ukulele I gave away.
Oh, the ukulele, sure.
But I prefer the acoustic. I think it's more intimate, especially around a fire. Even when I was a safari guide, I used to play some songs around the fire. So I prefer the acoustic guitar. Yeah.
And so before we get into the song that you're going to be recording, which we're going to play out here on Open Play, tell us a little bit about you outside of music. What do you do? What are your interests? You know, what do you do the rest of your day?
I am a bush hermit. No, I'm kidding. So I am a programmer, full stack, front and back end. Also a designer. I work remotely.
Okay.
Blessed to live on a reserve where I can just, you know, plug into Wi-Fi and that's my day, 7 to 5. And then afterwards to be surrounded by nature and God's precious creation. And outside of that, yeah, just bush bumbling and doing everything that I can that a 28-year-old's legs allows for.
A full stack developer. During COVID, I was looking for a full stack developer with a sore heart. I needed a full stack developer to join my team, and I couldn't find anybody that fitted the beast. And now you were hiding somewhere on a farm.
4 years later.
So the song that you wrote that we're going to go through is called Proud Daughter of God. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration about writing it, putting it together. What made you put it together?
So, as a woman, you know, Afrikaans woman, I grew up being a Christian, but I never fully allowed myself to pick up my cross and really walk with God. I think it's one thing to know Him, and it's a different thing to walk with Him and actually have Him transform you each and every day and teach you His way and His way of showing you, these are the talents, these are the gifts that I gave you. Can you use that to build my kingdom further? In any way that doesn't harm but loves, rather. Yeah, so I was baptized in March by my mom and my pastor in 3CI Church in Pretoria. And I think it was in that same week, after that wave of emotions just hit me, I had this inspiration of just like words coming to me. And I haven't written songs in years. I think the last one was when I was in high school. And I just started putting pen on paper. And the words just came, and I started tookling around on the guitar, and the song came to life. I sent it out for, you know, just opinions to my people, my close people, and they just said, yeah, this is so you, this is great. Like, will I sing it in public? And I was very hesitant, and I started praying about it, and finally God said, this is the time. And it was so well received, actually, at the open mic at the brewery.
Was that the first time you'd actually sung it in public?
The first time in public. I've only sung it in front of a friend here in Hoedspruit. Just sure. One friend. Oh, actually two. I sent it to another friend here as well. And that was the first time. Yeah.
and is playing your first love or writing your first love, was it a little bit of both?
It is a little bit of both.
Okay.
Oh, 100%. So.
And do you see music as a bigger part of your life, or is it still something that you just really enjoy as an add-on, or would you like to see yourself go further in music?
You know, if it's in God's plan, which I don't know, I feel like it might be.
Yeah.
At the moment where I'm standing, it's a hobby. Okay. It's something that I work for during the week to get a salary to be able to spend more on musical accessories and whatnot and actually time on it. But I think for the future, if I just continue realizing the gifts and sharing it, this might be part of His plan. And you know what I saw is, like, it brings people together. And that's what I live for, is I love seeing people come together from different sides of the planet.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that grabbed me when you were singing on stage, and I've been to both of the open mics.
Was it my eyes closed?
Yeah, you thought you were very quiet to start with,
and I 100%.
Thought, there's a girl with a good voice, but she's too quiet.
Very shy.
And you seem to have had a support group there.
Family and friends.
I saw Omni and a few other acts really egging you on and videoing you. So I thought, okay, there looks like a good. And as you came back and did a couple more songs, it definitely got you back into stride. And, you know, to sing a gospel song at a brewery at an open mic song takes a lot of guts.
Like, where would you?
Yeah, like, where would you? You know what I mean? So you're not standing up in church singing a song to your congregation. You're at an open mic in a brewery, actually drinking beer and having a party. So I think the confidence enough to do that puts you in good stead.
Thanks.
And, you know, I think as you came back and did more, I think it will get it. So I think you have an amazing voice, and I think that voice will do you well. Are you writing any other music at the moment, or is writing? So you are writing.
I am, 100%.
Okay, so you are looking at writing some other songs. And does writing come naturally to you, or is it one of those things like a life-changing event or something that happens, or is it, I mean, can you just sit down and go, I'm going to write a song today, or is it something, I mean, I'm totally unmusical, and so I battle to write a sentence. So do you like driving the car and go, oh, that could be a really nice song?
Or I is actually that do. I actually do. What I tend to do is, you know, life is all about experiences and what you can learn through the ups and downs. So if I can grab hold of something from the past or even the future, or if it's a glimmer of hope or whatever, I tend to get the core word, wrap it in a message. And then from there, I think, so it's first writing, and then actually the music starts amplifying it.
And the fact that you can't read notes becomes incredible. It's like an Elton John story. You know, that's how Elton John was.
Oh, really?
Can't read notes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he used to bring in the words, and he used to grab a piano, and he used to, I mean, that's how Elton John became so famous. So
I think my parents got so frustrated because they spent hundreds of rand on books. With notes and tabs, and I just said, I'm sorry, my brain cannot.
So just pick it up and get the feel for it.
I do get the feel for it.
So we're going to do two songs today. We're going to do your debut song, and we're going to do Proud Daughter of God, and then we're going to do one other song. What other song are you going to sing for us today?
It's going to be an Afrikaans song by one of the people that inspires me to start diving more deeper into Afrikaans music, Almiro. You can catch him on all his platforms. He's cool. So poetic with all his words. So it's going to be an Afrikaans song. I'm going to decide after my proud daughter which one.
So as we did with Hayley, we're going to play another song now, and just give her some time just to get the sound going, and then we're going to play two songs before the news. And if she's up to it, we might do another song after news, or maybe we could fit one in before. And then you're going into the studio with Rudy, and he's going to record you. And as soon as you record you, we'll get it back, the recording version, and that will play out. But while we tune guitar and get it all in the right frame of mind, we're going to play some Bruce Springsteen with Hungry Heart. So we had some lessons while I was there on how to say her name. It's Sean Ree. I made a belted out, drawn a line through it. I'm not very good with my own names. Okay, we're going to get Sean Ree to play her her debut song, or her song. She wrote it herself. It's called Proud Daughter of God. We're going to kick it off. If I think it's not strong enough, we'll just stop her and start again. But I think she's fine. It should pick up on all channels. So Unplugged. First time on radio. Last week she was first time on the stage with a song. Now she's playing to 5,000 odd people out there listening to her. Proud Daughter of God by Sean Ree. Go for it.
Thank you. To a town with a field stretched wide, raised up with a Bible by my side. Mom and Dad taught me to work hard and always do what's right, honest and kind. With a heart full of my faith, I set out for this life, share my story and bring glory to the Most High. I am a proud daughter of God, I've been bought and saved, walking in His grace, in this earthly race I find that my spirit's been made right with Him. Guiding light, learning from the wisdom of those who walked upright. I'll be strong and courageous, just like I was told. With God as my shepherd, I'll never be alone. Oh, and I am His, and He is mine. He's got my back. Devil, don't you forget that. Oh, in the darkest night, His light shines bright. In grace, always fight. He calms my storms, He stills my seas. With every moment His face I see. And no chain can bind, no fear can hold. With faith like fire, my spirit bold. He lifts me up when I am weak. In every moment His face I see. I am a proud daughter of God. I've been bought, I've been saved, walking in His grace. On this earthly race I find my spirit's been made right with Him by my side. Devil, don't you forget that. No, no.
I'll clap for everyone. Shun Ray, Ree with Proud Daughter of God. What a great song. I want you to understand that she can't read music. She wrote this herself. And she strung it all together. Absolutely amazing. And you have an amazing voice.
Oh,
the control of your voice is just, I sound like America's Got Talent judge. Control of your voice. I know very little about it, but a really, really great song. So I heard first time on here, Proud Daughter of God. We're going to do one more song.
Yeah.
Are you good? To go straight into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Of jij almachtig is, of wat jij doet, is uitgewis. Ach, mijn lief, je rek naar ruk en spijt, en al wat ik heet, is lief. Is lief.
Afrikaans.
Wow.
You sing with so much feeling, eh?
Thank you.
So much feeling.
Yeah, I feel it. Every time I want to tear up and I'm like, why?
Jeez, you sing. You got, and when you do the slow stuff, it's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Really, really sing with fantastic.
If you like the slow stuff, I have one more.
Okay, well, let's do one more, but we're going to take news first because we can't not do news. I'd love to hear another one. So let's take news. Let's take a quick breather. We're going to play some Stevie Nicks just to get us to the top of the hour. And then we're going to play news. And after news, Shanri's going to come back and give us one more song because it is so, so good. And I really am enjoying it. And I hope you are too.
Baby, you don't knock it on the
Okay, we're back with Sanri Re 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 Sanri. I'm never getting it right. Sanri, the lady with an amazing voice, I'd rather just say. So, Sanri, what are you going to sing for us now?
A last Afrikaans song. Okay. Still by the same guy, Almere. Okay. Yeah.
So, same feeling, same stuff. Hit it.
Okay, here we go. My af en toe weer dapper, weer hier tussen al my twyfel kry ek jou. Altyd die skok van die val, om woorde te vind bly my beste plan. Kan ek jou weer sien, ek het iets om te sê, as my woorde weer terugkeer, hierdie keer sal ek, als vrees sê, as jy als nog wil, het my las gered, maar hierdie keer sal ek. En hou jy my af en toe weer naby, weer hier tussen al jou afstand kry ek jou. Altyd die skok van die val, om woorde te vind bly my beste plan. Kan ek jou weer sien, ek het iets om te sê, as my woorde weer terugkeer, hierdie keer sal ek. Als vrees sê, as jy als nog wil, het allemaal gered, maar hierdie keer sal ek. Want dis een noodplan, nog een noodgeval, dis een nooduitgang en een vliegtuig uitval. Dis een blinde terugkijk en een toekomst voorspel, dit sal beter wees as te laat.
Cool. Well done. Thank you so much for coming in.
Great, thanks
for having
me.
Spending some time with me. When you become rich and famous off your first single, remember I played you first.
I will remember you.
That. You know the story with the Beatles and that I played you first. So remember this lady's name, however you pronounce it, Sanri or Sanri, however I might pronounce it, and her song, cool. Proud Daughter of God. We'll be featuring it on the radio station again in the next couple of weeks as she gets to the studio. Thank you so much
for coming.
Thank you
for having me.
Don't give up your music. You have an amazing voice, an amazing passion.
Thank you. Oh, and thanks God.
Yeah, and I really love the enthusiasm in which you sing, and people sing. You feel it.
Yeah.
You can feel the emotion within
it. Tell a story, right?
Tell a story, 100%. And that's what music's all about. That's why we love it so much.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. We're going to play some Roxy music as we let her out of the studio safely and get on with the show.